for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Yeah! Good morning, y'all, Welcome to my house, Rosie on the House. We're throwing the doors wide open for you this Saturday morning, like we do every single Saturday morning, for the sole purpose of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. No politics, no COVID nonsense, no anxiety, no pressure. We're going to talk about your favorite subject, you and your home, your house, your castle, or your cabin. You can join the conversation ordinarily by dialing a toll-free number. But because Romy's on remote, and that leaves me in charge of the control board, you have to dial another number today. So please put up with my technical naivety. And if you want to join the conversation, it's 602-277-5827. That will put you directly in touch with my wife, sweet Jennifer, who's here in studio in the call screening booth. She'll get your name and question. We'll get to you as quick as we can. We've got Mr. Gary D. on the board. Romy is broadcasting remotely. He'll join us a little bit later. And I, Rosie Romero, am here in studio. And I am here today to discuss the topic of the week. And the topic of the week today is windows. And you would know that if you were one of the subscribers to our Rosie on the House newsletter. Now, we have set a goal that newsletter would be reaching 20,000 people a week. We are so close that we need some of you homeowners to call your kids that have just bought their first home, your friends that have just bought their first home, any of your relatives that are thinking about buying their first home. You need to call them and tell them, get to RosieOnTheHouse.com and enter a subscription. Because for every Arizona homeowner, that will be like an Arizona homeownership encyclopedia. We've been broadcasting for almost 33 years, a live call-in talk show. And all the questions we've been asked about Arizona homes is posted on that website with the answers. So it's 32 years of broadcasting experience. It's 50 years of Arizona home building and remodeling experience, everywhere from Wiki Up Arizona to Bouse Arizona to Eager Arizona to Flagstaff Arizona, Tucson Arizona, and all through Maricopa County. We've built and remodeled across the entire state. So call a friend who may not know about us and have them subscribe to the weekly newsletter, RosieOnTheHouse.com. Here this morning, as a recipient of that newsletter, you know our topic of the week is creating contrast with the selection of your doors and windows. And to discuss that topic, I've invited Mr. Adam Homer, the Marketing and Business Development Manager for the Mountain West region of Pella Windows. And I want to give my own Pella story before I bring you in. Is that okay, Adam?
Absolutely.
Okay. We've had the opportunity of being building and remodeling here in Arizona, like I say, for 50 years. Ever since the day I got my driver's license, I had my tools in the back of my CJ5, and I was doing construction work. And I had the opportunity to be exposed to a lot of different products and a lot of wonderful, great engineers and builders, some of the most legendary builders and engineers in all of Arizona history. And it's when I developed a passion for excellence that I developed a real intrigue with the Pella window. And Adam, would you mind introducing this topic just by giving a little bit of the Pella story? Pella
had
hosted me and Romy and Jennifer at the factory, the research center, the distribution center in beautiful Pella, Iowa.
Yeah.
And Pella has a great story.
Yeah, it does. So it started back in 1925. Pete Kuiper is the founder. He bought, there was an ad in the paper for this company for sale called the Roll Screen Company. So he purchased it, and in the roll screen, it was essentially an accessory that you would put on existing windows that you'd pull down when you needed it, and then when you didn't, you'd just release it, and it would go and hide up in this little canister. And it was all made out of metal, and the screens were metal mesh. That was in Des Moines. And then at some point, I think it was in late 1920s, he moved it to Pella, Iowa.
Nothing against Des Moines. But that was a good move.
it was. And I think that, you know, labor was less expensive, more, you know, land was cheaper, things like that. And that's where they built their first factory. And again, they still just made, they made roll screens. They didn't make windows and doors yet. But, you know, then comes World War II and the housing boom and all that. And they saw a need for windows. But, I mean, they were selling it to all these different window companies and people who had windows already, of course. But but they said, you know what, we should start building our own window. And so they started doing that in the 40s. And then the roll screen, you know, was still sold alongside of it, and they started putting it in units, and they started with the casement window, which they still make today. And then they went to, they started making the double hung window. And of course they brought on doors along the way. But there was just one, it was still called the Roll Screen Company, and the window was just called the Pella. That was the model, the Pella brand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was still the Roll Screen Company. So it was kind of confusing. And then, at some point in the 90s, they changed the name of the company to Pella Windows and Doors. And the roll screen is still a product we sell today. It's just an accessory item now. But that's just a little bit of how it all started. And of course, now we've got we got seven different lines of windows and doors.
And that's key, because when people know I'm a strong advocate of great envelope investment. I would tell people to put all your money in the envelope of your house. Mm-hmm. It's the permanent part of your house. You can change carpet. You can change floor covering. You change paint, cabinets, and countertops, and kitchen appliances. But make your envelope permanent. That's where your efficiencies are. That's where your low maintenance are. That's where your economies are. And the Pella window, through the 80s and 90s, kind of got a reputation of being the Ferrari, mm-hmm. the Rolls Royce of windows. And it was aluminum clad, 100% maintenance free. Mm-hmm. But when you went on the inside, it was wood. Absolutely a beautiful, beautiful product. And so Pella, rightly so, earned a niche at the very top of the window category.
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all blew it wide open in the 90s and the early 2000s. By expanding to seven product lines. Now mm-hmm. you've got a Pella product for every price point.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, we do. And I started working for them 20 years ago in 2000. And back then there was still, I think we had there's three different lines. But it was all just wood clad and we still sell an all wood window.
You still sell that Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, baby.
We still do. Over the years we've added on, vinyl windows that we've got the three lines of vinyl, kind of a good, better, best. Of course, we've got your favorite, the fiberglass Impervia.
The window for the Southwest.
Yeah. And then we've changed those other three brands that I mentioned when I first started, you know, the Pro Line, Designer Series, and Architect. We've changed up a little bit. And so now we've got the Lifestyle Series, which is the former Designer Series, has the blinds between the glass. And also that is the old Pro Line as well. We kind of combined Designer and Pro Line into one category. And then we also have the Architect Series with both a contemporary and a traditional style. So, you know, the real narrow styles and rails and sashes for those contemporary homes that are out there. The wood clad is just as popular now as it ever has been.
Well, it should be. I mean, yeah. I mean, for if you can afford that level of luxury, it's the only window. I can't afford it, but it's still the only window I put in my house. Because it just makes the ambiance in the house so perfect in my world. You have a selection of wood species. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can stain it any color you want to match whatever other woodwork you've got in the house. Mm-hmm. The beauty and the thermal efficiency of wood, and then the permanence of the aluminum cladding outside. sandwiched around some of the best glazing packages in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
how
right.
How could you go wrong?
You really can't. And like I always tell people when I'm trying to walk them through the product offering and try to figure out what's best for them, they look at the wood clad. Well, why would I want to spend so much more on that? And it's really the answer I always give is it's more of like a piece of furniture in your house when you put that wood window in.
When it's done right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, if you put a vinyl window in, you're kind of just you're solving a need, or you're solving a problem in the house, I guess, keeping the heat out, keeping the wind and the rain and all that out. But it's not pretty necessarily. It's just there to protect you.
Well, one of the letters I keep on my desk or very near the top of my desk in listener correspondence is a letter I got from a homeowner here in the Maricopa County area. It's a fairly long letter, and it talks about, I needed new windows, and I knew you were a fan of Pella. And based on that, I saved an extra year to buy the brand and the level that you recommended, and I never, ever looked back. This was the smartest decision I ever made at this address, in this home, at my house.
Oh, that's great.
It's a great letter. It really is. I'm here with Adam Homer, the Marketing and Business Development Manager for Pella Mountain West Region. And Adam, just on a personal level between you and me, I would give that title up if they would just let me be showroom housekeeper of the Jackson Hole office.
I'll put in a word and
could
see if we can
a
get you transferred
word
up there.
I that would be the most spotless showroom in the entire world.
Well, and it's a brand new one. We just opened a new Jackson showroom up there, and it's amazing. I've had a chance to visit it myself, and that's a beautiful part of the country.
There'll be about 3 months during ski season. You may not see me very much, but the rest of the 9 months, I'd be there, and baby, there wouldn't be a spot of dust anywhere. I love Jackson Hole. Adam Homer, Marketing and Business Development Manager for Pella Mountain West Region. If you'd like to talk windows or have any questions about why they're so important, feel free to give us a ring at 602-277-5827. When we get back, I'd like to talk about the trends in windows.